This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A new report out of the UK this morning says high-frequency trading is actually a good thing. The practice, if you're not familiar with it, is the super-fast computer trading that now accounts for about 60% of U.S. stock transactions. But it's been blamed for a number of strange fluctuations in the markets. Our London correspondent Stephen Beard has more.
The study is the most comprehensive of its kind, drawing on 150 experts from 20 countries. The lead author is the British government's chief scientific advisor, Professor John Beddington. He says high-frequency trading is not as bad as it may seem.
There are definitely benefits in terms of sort of liquidity and their general efficiency of markets.
That means quicker and cheaper share dealing for all, but critics point to the flash crash. In May 2010, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged almost 10% and then bounced back within minutes. Beddington concedes that high-frequency trading may have this effect.
There was a real potential for feedbacks between computer programs to exacerbate fluctuations in trades.
He's calling for closer surveillance and more research, but he rejects a plan by the European Parliament to force high-frequency trading systems to slow down and take at least half a second to carry out a trade. Today's report says that would not be good for the market. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.